Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Daily Pop. We got proposals, breakups, and some shade. Ooh. I'm here with Lonnie Love.
Hey!
And I brought in a specialist to help me with Lonnie's craziness, Dr. Drew Kinski.
How dare you, Justin?
To keep Lonnie in check.
CeCe, this is my boo, so you done messed up.
Do you understand?
Yes.
We have been boo for years.
For years. Oh, yeah. You about to get ganged up on.
Oh, this is the only man claiming your ass in public, okay? So let's go ahead and start with that. Megan Fox is claiming Machine Gun Kelly as her fiancé, and she sealed the deal in a unique way. Megan shared their engagement video saying, "Just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes. And then we drank each other's blood." Her fiance showed off the ring, which includes both of their birthstones. I don't know why my producers jumped to that after saying that they drank each other's blood, but we don't get to that. Now, these two went public with their relationship back in June of 2020 and have been pretty much inseparable.
Yeah.
Let's take the blood out of there for a minute.
Okay.
Let's just talk about the engagement.
Okay.
What was your reaction to the engagement news minus the blood?
It was expected, and I think now this is leading us more to a double wedding with her and Travis and Courtney.
Really?
Do you think you're getting a double
wedding?
I believe me, they have been on par. They are a couple. They're, you know, they're a foursome. They're taking pictures together and everything. So, I mean, but okay, beyond that, I like this couple together. The only thing I didn't like, and we were discussing this, we do talk to each other, you guys, Justin and I,
just
beyond this show.
Just not face to face. you don't look at each other when you talk.
Who said that? I felt like it was very theatrical, the proposal.
Yeah, it looks like they had a movie production team setting this, filming this thing.
Yeah, because Justin,
ridiculous.
You wrote me, you said, "Why is this so staged?" I was like, I don't know why.
Who said that?
You did,
look
Justin.
Look at the, how many cameras?
Where's my phone?
The problem is, Dr. Drew, you're right. There's so many cameras. Yeah. There's actually one camera that moves around three times, and they reenact it. I think the reason why these people have done this is because they have let fans in to their entire relationship. Nothing was hold bar.
That's fine.
They had to share this with them.
Fine.
But it's some things, like, I felt like this was like The Bachelorette.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It didn't feel authentic to me. That's just my, you know, it just did not feel authentic.
Machine Gun Kelly, a little different. She was with Brian Austin Green for a long time, right?
Yeah.
That's quite a yin-yang move. I don't know.
But she's that type of girl, Dr. Drew. Megan Fox, she can change. She can change with different men. You know how women can be.
No, I know.
Let me talk to you about this, Dr. Drew. I'm happy that you are here because you have some experience with relationships.
Yes.
And extreme behavior.
Okay. You're talking about my boo Lonnie now.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
You know, these two drank each other's blood.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I think that's part of the theatrics.
Yes. I really don't believe it.
I think they probably did. Yeah. I also think that they did the whole vials with blood in it earlier.
Ooh.
Do relationships that start off this extreme, do they last?
I can't make a blanket statement, right? But when people are engaged in the theatrics and the appearances and not in the authenticity that you weren't seeing in this, that's how you get into trouble.
Yeah.
Right? It's about just two people being intimate. I mean, they're no different than anybody else in reality. And then they put all this stuff and expectations on top of it. It's It's a lot.
But see, to me, she went from one partner, Brian Austin Green, who was kind of low-key. Hey,
do you know Brian? Nicest guy in the
world.
I've met
him. Yeah, very nice, super but nice low-key. You would have to admit he's low-key,
yeah.
Correct?
Oh, totally different.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now Machine Gun Kelly is totally, totally different.
Totally different.
And now you have all these antics. So it's like it's a resurgence to me because I forgot about Megan Fox when she was with but. Okay. Now we on to something,
right? Now we on to something
okay.
right now.
Okay.
But I think that's
so
part of the appeal.
It's a career move.
No, I think it's part of the appeal, and I think celebrities monetize their relationships.
Yeah.
Everyone has done it for years. Mm. I think Kim and Pete are doing it. Mm. I think that Brad and Jen did it for a long time. Celebrities know that tabloids are going to have a field day with this,
yeah.
and they get extra umph when they put their relationships out there.
Yeah.
I think she met the person who was down for that, and she was like, great, let's go along
double
for this ride.
Double wedding. Remember that.
Girl, Kris Jenner ain't letting nobody
double,
split the sponsorship.
No,
okay?
Double wedding. And you know what? Because everything, because of the Pete and Kanye and Kim situation, it's been very quiet on the Courtney and Travis front. I think this is going to resurge Courtney and Travis. I'm telling you, Justin, it's going to happen.
Okay.
If another white dude goes to Zales and gets a ring, Pete, your ass better not go anywhere near Kay, okay?
Can we talk about the ring? The ring.
Oh, the ring is bananas, but this guy is not a normal, traditional dude. I love that he really went deep, and after seeing that interview with Willie Geist, this man is sensitive, so... I love it.
Her birthstone. That was her birthstone.
Wait, what,
and
emerald?
Then, the emerald.
Yeah, the emerald. And the diamond is his. And then there's some type of snake or something.
A thorn. It's a thorn moment.
Is that what it is? Okay. I didn't like it.
I love it.
We'll see. Let's reserve judgment. Mm-hmm. We wish them the best, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, peace and love.
Lonnie, let me see your ring.
Ooh.
While Megan and her man are planning a wedding.
Wait, hold on.
Come on.
I got a boo. Where's yours? Ooh, now you go.
Look, what your man got to do with me?
Oh, that's my boo.
Speaking of my man, Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet finally split so I can have him, okay? They shared the bad news on Instagram saying we have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times.
Oh, Lord.
A revolution is unfolding and our family is of no exception. We are parting ways in marriage.
Oh.
Now, these two have been together for 16 years and plan to remain friends, saying the love between us carries on. We free each other to be who we are, learning to become. What do you think went wrong with
it? It is sad, right? We all love them as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
But what upsets me more than anything, it seems like she's telegraphing that politics separated them. Doesn't it feel like that's what she's saying? Like in the transformational times, revolutions
are coming.
Well,
first of all, you know she wrote this, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was very like, you got to read the lines and read in between the lines and everything. We were all surprised. Nobody expected this. It just came out the blue. And it's like they always seem so happy. You know, even with her ex-husband, Lenny Kravitz, you would see Lenny and Jason taking pictures together. I'm just ready for her because she gets the finest men. She's about to get another one.
Well, 100%.
Yeah,
another
but
one.
Still it's sad.
It's sad. Is it sad?
They loved each other. They were a great couple. It is sad.
But this is how you do it, though, because they never said divorce. Dr. Drew, they never in that statement said divorce. They said parting the marriage. So they're still going to be friends. And that's what we love about Lisa Bonet. You feel the peace within her.
Yes. And I feel like, to piggyback on that, I feel like Lisa Bonet is one of these people, and this is why I don't feel sad for them.
Okay.
I feel like Lisa Bonet is one of those people who is real with herself and trusts her emotions.
Yeah.
So if something is not working for you and not elevating you and you feel like it's come to an end, instead of staying in a marriage because we hit 16 years and we have two kids and we're going to run each other through the dirt, Lisa Bonet is like, I'm going to listen to Mother Earth. I need to go get my groove back.
I'm going to tell you guys, you can get into a therapist office and because the same thing's going to happen again in the next relationship in all probability. And there's depth to be had by going in and working through whatever was going on there.
So you think they should stay together and work through.
I prefer when people do. I've been with my wife for almost 40 years, and I'm telling you, it pays dividends the longer you're with
God
somebody.
God bless that woman.
That's Mrs.
God bless
Boo.
Susan.
Can you imagine stuck with me?
Yes.
What's wrong with her?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would be you and I, honey, if it worked for Mrs. Boo.
Look,
so.
At you.
Look.
So you think that they should stick together as a couple and just work
it
out?
It is. There's a real loss when people like this that had a deep intimacy together and a family system together, they were building a life together. That's a major rupture that they are going to let go of all they had as opposed to trying to work it through. Now, we don't know what happened. Maybe it's irreconcilable. I get it. And I don't disagree with what you're saying. It's okay to be that way. It just makes me sad when there's greater depths ahead if people want to work for it.
Let me tell you what happened, Dr. Drew.
What happened?
There's one or two things that happened.
What? Somebody cheated.
No. One, COVID hit. A lot of relationships got hit with COVID.
Yep.
You get stuck in a trailer in Temecula. These people live on in a trailer.
Did you say their kids. Temecula?
Yeah, they live in Temecula. Like, they love to be, like, they live, like, on the farm.
Oh, okay.
It's, you know, and when, by the way, when two people are used to, one person goes to work and works on a movie and he's gone for 2 months and he comes back, you miss him, there's that passion, there's that love. To all of a sudden, you're stuck in a house with one another for 3 years. It is a lot. And a lot of relationships, it took a toll.
There were a lot of ruptures early in COVID.
Yes.
There were, for that reason.
And I think the other thing that might have hit them, and I hate to say this.
Hit it.
16 years ago, Jason Momoa wasn't the superstar that he is today.
Don't.
It wasn't Aquaman.
Don't.
We had no full frontal on Game of Thrones. You know, we barely knew him. We knew Lisa Bonet Moore.
Lord.
I think what happened with this
Come on,
is,
show it one more time.
Yeah, show that again. Chris Pratt and Anna Faris went through the same thing, where fame kind of sort of hit their relationship, and they couldn't
see it. Yes.
I'm the only one up here not dilating.
Oh, he is back on the market. Lord.
Please. I mean,
but you know what else, too? I think that, yes.
What you think, Mommy?
I also think she might get back with Lenny Kravitz.
Big girl!
Oh, that would be interesting.
Actually, damn, I hate that I agree with you. Don't put that in my head. It's gonna haunt my wet dreams. Coming up, Kim and Pete's latest date night. And is he gonna host the Oscars? We have a whole lot of thoughts on this. Someone get Lenny on the phone, y'all.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian are getting hot and heavy. There they are on another date. And so is his career heating up, too. The Oscars are reportedly in talks with Pete's team about having him host this year's show. Apparently, they're looking for a reset and think that Pete could draw a younger crowd. Mm. Lottie, do you think this is a good fit?
I don't see him hosting that. Who made that call?
Damn, Dr. Drew, you too?
I don't know. And by the way, whatever happened to Oscar So White? Isn't that still... really?
Not the woke boo.
No, I'm just saying. They were trying to...
You know, everybody likes to put a Band-Aid on it for a year or two and then go back to the same old...
It's exactly the point.
Come on. Yeah.
But this is the reason why we've been saying, Dr. Drew, I don't know about Justin, but I've been saying this is not going to last for long. This is the train. Him and Kim. This is what happens when you start to date a Kardashian.
This is the Kardashian
train. You become the name. You become somebody that gets the gigs and things like that.
Is that because Chris makes the phone calls, or is that just because you're elevated because you're around the Kardashian
vibe? I mean, this is all we've been talking about is these two. They look like an odd pair. I don't think it's going to last. I've been saying it. But this is one of the benefits, to me, of dating a Kardashian. You get offers like hosting the Oscars. Now, he hasn't even hosted SNL yet.
Right.
So I don't know if he's ready to host the Oscars. Why don't we have him host the People's Choice first?
There you go. No, seriously, something where he could try him on.
Right? The Oscars is too prestigious to me.
Yeah.
Look, if you're saying the truth is coming out of your mouth and people get the gigs and get elevated because they're dating a Kardashian, get Rob on the phone because mama needs another check right here, okay?
Then do it.
Okay.
Do it.
But I don't think he is the only one who's benefiting from this relationship. All we've talked about is Kim Kardashian. That new Hulu show is coming out. Oh. She's on everybody's tongue right now. We love a celebrity in a relationship. We love to talk about, the only thing we talk about Brad Pitt is who he's dating now.
Mm-hmm.
People know how to monetize this. I'm not mad at his hustle. I also think he'd be good for the Oscars, but I think he'd be good with someone else. Because after watching
like
him,
a double.
After watching him and Miley Cyrus on New Year's Eve, shout out to Peacock, I thought he was great, especially when he's playing off of somebody else. So I think he could do it. But I think they should ask Kevin Hart to come back.
I was completely thinking that.
And then they could use him, like you're saying, in comedic skits or something.
Yes.
Remember those skits in the New Year's Eve party were hysterical.
Yes, they were
fantastic.
Amazing.
Bring back Kevin. Kevin Hart, and let's mend that, and then let's get that out of the way.
Yes. I completely agree with you.
As a gay man, I say bring Kevin Hart back.
There you go.
Like, what does that have to do with it?
You know why he got cut off? Because he had made the joke.
I'm saying,
I'm not speaking for all gays, but
he apologized.
He apologized and I forgive him.
He's apologized.
Do you think
everyone's ready? You're forgiving him. Are you representing today? Or you feel
that? No. I'm not talking for every gay. Okay. Right. Don't bring that on me because the gays will come for my ass.
Okay.
You don't want none of this smoke for the gays. I'm good with the queens right now. Okay.
His ass is already hot. So leave it alone.
Leave it alone, Dr. Drew. Lonnie, talk to your man. Nicole Ari Parker steals every scene in the Sex and the City reboot. Shut your ass up, Dr. Drew. It's hard to believe that the show's fans were bashing her a short time ago, and I don't want that happening to me, Dr. Drew.
I hear you.
She's telling Francesca about that in a new project she's working on. Shut your ass up, Dr. Drew.
Just get to the package.
Roars Kodra. Take a look while I get Dr. Drew all the way together.
I got coffee. I got you a coffee.
Yes. LT Dub, Miss Lisa Todd Wexley, and all her fashions, honey, the fashions. You know, you dress like you just got off of a runway. Talk to me about when you found out that you were the new character and Just Like That.
I was so happy to meet Sarah Jessica Parker and Cynthia Nixon and Kristen Davis. And they're all so radiant and beautiful, and that they were adding these two Black characters, an Indian character, a non-binary Latinx character. You know, New York was starting to look like New York. And then the clothes. Yes, the clothes. My first wardrobe fitting was like
7 days long.
Is this all for me? Like the purses and the shoes. I mean, like a fantasy. They should have shot my face on day one.
How similar are you to Lisa?
Well, I don't have the same clothes as Lisa. You know, I have two kids in private school, so my budget is a little different. But, you know, I think just being able to play a grown-up woman in all her glory actually inspired me, you know? Like, why don't I pick up my kids from school, like, with my nice dress on? You know, like, why am I saving, especially all of this Zoom stuff? We don't go out anymore. And I was like, you know what, let me just pull myself together.
When the show, you know, was first announced, a lot of fans accused you of being the Kim Cattrall's replacement. But what was that like for you?
I got a taste of the crazy fans that this show has. We're very protective of the series and all these things. And I just appreciated it all.
I hadn't heard from you on this all week, so I thought you dropped the ball.
Charlotte's never dropped a ball in her life. Check your spam, Deirdre. The whole chain is there.
Boris, what's it like seeing your wife play this fierce character?
She's so damn good. I'm sorry I'm just standing there just applauding all the time. And I'm so happy when people finally see how incredible she is.
Could we see a cameo possibly?
Are we going to see Boris and LTW? I don't know.
Fingers crossed.
Why are you attacking us?
I can't wait to see Safe Room, Boris and Nicole. I'm curious, Boris, where did you get this directorial debut spirit from? Did you always want to direct?
I think it was always in me. I was a photographer and always very interested and passionate about creating images. When I started acting 21 years ago, that's when we met on Soul Food. Yeah. I spent a lot of time on the set learning from the director. So by the time I got into the ring, I was ready. I had to beg and plead for her to be in it.
No.
Okay.
Did you really?
Yes, I got down on my knees and I begged her to be my quarterback. And she leads this phenomenal cast.
I'm so proud of him. You don't understand, Francesca. I don't want to like gush, but he was like a whole new person behind the camera.
Could you ever let Boris direct you in a sex scene?
That's kind of hot in a way.
Like, but it's so technical.
I did hear Nicole just say, that'd be kind of hot.
Yeah, no, it's Dr. Drew has something to tell everyone.
Yes, Jason, does not, I mean, Justin. your pardon. I'm so upset about this, I can't speak. Does not speak on behalf of all the LGBTQ plus community.
He forced him to do this.
He just speaks on behalf of his own community, which is him only.
Thank you.
Which is just Justin's opinion.
Thank you.
And
for...
go no
we
further.
We still gonna drag you.
Thank you for that, Dr. Drew. I really appreciate
okay,
that.
You bet, sir.
Don't forget the IAs. I don't want the IAs
LGBTQ plus IA. Got it.
You guys, Safe Room premieres Saturday on Lifetime. You can also catch Boris's fine ass on Station 19
yes.
on Hulu and Nicole on And Just Like That on HBO Max.
Ow!
Still ahead, how Hollywood is giving us all hope for 2022.
Ooh.
The movies and TV shows you cannot miss this year. We're going to be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Wow, you are so hot.
What the hell is this?
I'm on that tape just the same as you.
But this is worse for me.
How is this worse for you?
If you wow. feel like you've watched everything during the pandemic, we've got you, sis, with some new material. Rotten Tomatoes awards editor and podcast host, Ms. Jacqueline Coley, is here to tell us
Jacqueline!
What to binge next. Let's start with TV,
yeah.
okay? Because 22
yeah.
better have some good stuff.
I think 22 is going to keep us covered on at least TV. Not saying anything else, but we have Killing Eve coming back, which this is the fourth and final season. This show has been such a talking point since it came out. I mean, we love Sandra Oh, we love Jodie Comer. And after they left us, the way they left us in season three, I think folks are going to have a really great fourth season conclusion.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for that. And I know you're excited for Pam and Tommy. So am I. Tell
we
us
know.
About that.
We know you watched that tape.
You know I did. Still got it.
The infamous celebrity sex tape that started it all is finally getting the TV treatment. And this has been something that folks have been obsessed with ever since we saw those first look photos
yes.
with Lily Collins looking just like Pamela Anderson from the 90s. Also Sebastian Stan doing a very good Tommy Lee. But I think what folks are going to be yep. surprised about is how they really show the violation that happened to both of them when this tape made it out, which is something that kind of got brushed over when it happened.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And yeah, and I think it's going to be really good to get Pamela's sort of like, I think Britney sort of redemption moment on this one, because I remember how like rough it was for her. And that's not the only trip to the 90s that we're going to with Pam and Tommy. We're also going to be going back to the 90s and the Fresh Prince with yeah. a new imagining of Bel
yes.
Air.
But
have you
different.
Seen this trailer, Justin?
It's
yes,
different.
It's so
yeah,
different.
Because it's not
it
like a comedy.
But that's what makes me excited.
Okay.
No, right. It's really dramatic. And it started with a viral video. And that video sort of got Will Smith interested. You know, he's big on the internet. And he funded it, produced it. And now we're going to get to see all of the big moments from that show, but told more dramatically. I cannot wait for
oh,
that.
Oh, wow.
One.
You know what? I'm done with TV because, you know, I'm going back to the movies again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the popcorn. I'm getting the candy. What is one of the best movies that we are going to see this year that everybody should go see because there are some special people in it?
Look at that. I'm just going to go ahead and say, I don't know if you guys have heard, but Justin's in a little movie with a little lady called J-Lo. Marry Me. I'm just
going
to go ahead and say, sir. I am so excited to see this, just to see you do your thing on the big screen. It's a big moment. And I love the idea of J-Lo coming back to rom-coms at the same time she's coming back to Ben. Let's be honest. This is like, I feel like I'm back in my 2000s.
She's always been good, and we're so proud of Justin.
Uh-huh. And let me ask you this, Jacqueline, because you are the aficionado when it comes to, you know, hitting the nominations. You always get it right.
Yeah.
Do you think I could get Best Supporting Actor?
Let's move on.
Honestly.
Let's talk about the Black Panther sequel.
No, Jacqueline, go back.
Don't do this.
How
don't
about
do this.
No comment and Wakanda forever.
Oh, God. Thank you.
I love you. I got love for you, Justin. I love love you. But seriously, though, I don't want to make sure we pass over the fact that we're going to get our next Black Panther installment and the fact that we're going to get a female Black Panther. Letitia Wright is taking the mantle of Shuri over from obviously the late Chadwick Boseman. And I'm just really excited that all the principals are coming back. And I think they've really dedicated this film to his memory. And I'm really excited to see it when it hits theaters.
Excited.
Can we talk about another movie? One of my good friends, Glenn Powell, is in Top Gun Maverick.
Yes.
And he said it's going to be electrifying.
Yes, I love Glenn too. Folks remember him from Hidden Figures. He played John Glenn in that one. And he's, I heard, got a really big part in this one. It's also him, Jay Ellis from Insecure, and of course, all of the old cool Top Gunners, Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer. I'm going to live. I mean, I'm feeling the need for speed is basically what I'm saying.
Yes, I cannot wait for that.
Me either. I'm feeling the need for 2022 after talking to you. So you guys, check out the Rotten Tomatoes Ultimate Binge Guide book for more on what to watch. Jacqueline Coley, thank you as usual. You are my favorite, and I'll see you in studio.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
But up next, did Jake Gyllenhaal just throw shade at Taylor Swift? The photo that has everybody talking. We're going to get into this rich shade when we come back.
Ooh, y'all, did Jake Gyllenhaal just shade his ex, Taylor Swift? Because fans sure seem to think so.
Ooh.
Jake Gyllenhaal looking fine as hell posed for this photo in W Magazine where he's wearing red, which is also the name of Taylor's latest album. And you see those sunglasses?
Imagine that.
The Swifties, you know, they got time. They pointed out that they're very similar to the glasses Taylor wore in one of her videos because apparently she owns heart-shaped glasses, the patent on them.
Well, what's the backstory, Justin, on this? The reason why?
So the backstory for you, those of y'all who get into this granola shade, okay, Jake Gyllenhaal and Taylor Swift dated years ago. Of course, she wrote an album about his ass whenever they broke up.
Right.
And she'd been re-releasing all the songs and the videos. And one of the songs was about him, and he's never responded before. So honestly, I don't think he's really responding to this. You know, I know a queen's work when I see it. This is a gay creative director who was like, I know the assignment. And didn't tell him, because we crafty.
I bet he got his buy-in. He looks like he's into it.
He had to.
He had to know.
You think?
Yeah. I agree. It's not his idea. But once it was proposed, I'm sure he went, oh, that's a great idea.
I agree. He know good damn well that all of that meant something. I don't think he's that aloof that he doesn't know.
And why are we all saying it's shade? Why couldn't it be affection, homage? Why couldn't he be just, you know, a peace offering?
No. Okay. It's shade.
Dr. Drew, where'd you grow up? What white-ass suburb did you grow up in?
Pasadena.
That's why.
Yeah. He don't know what shade is.
He don't know what shade is.
The layers of shade.
No, you don't know the layers of shade.
I don't speak fluent shade.
Because, by the way, Lonnie and I have been shading your ass this whole time. You haven't caught it.
Pasadena.
Throw up the P, Dr. Drew. Throw up the P sign.
Pasadena in the house.
For those of y'all who don't know, all there is in Pasadena is poodles and Starbucks.
And Dr. Drew.
Come on. You think the LGBTQ thing was bad. Wait till Pasadena gets on to you.
Oh, Lord.
Look, I'll take that smoke all day. Coming up, reality star Brittany Cartwright is here and getting brutally honest. She's talking marriage, motherhood, and life after Vanderpump. Don't go away. The shade is still coming up. Reality star Brittany Cartwright has a new baby and a hot new deal. She is joining us live.
Hi, guys.
First of all, the fact that you are smiling at 8:30 in the morning after having a baby eight months ago, like you should be knee deep in diapers. What the hell? Where's that smile coming from?
They're still asleep. My baby likes to sleep in, so he doesn't wake up till after 9.
Wow.
Oh, wow. You know, and he's 8 months old. How has that been?
Well, he turned 9 months old just yesterday, so it's been amazing. He's the sweetest, little, cutest little thing I've ever seen. I just love him so much. I can't even express how much I love him.
Oh,
it's incredible.
Cute.
Now, look, we know the saying that a baby changes things.
Yes.
You know, in a marriage.
Uh-huh.
How has becoming a parent affected your marriage with Jax?
Oh, well, he's with us 24/7. We don't even have a babysitter, which is fine because I love my baby. But me and Jax definitely need to get some romance time. You know, it's time for a little mommy daddy time.
Yes, girl.
Yes. That's
it's important to have that time, you know what I mean? And you know, Brittany, a lot of moms struggle with postpartum weight loss, and you've been doing it in the public eye. Mm-hmm. Has it made it harder for you?
It's definitely hard to be judged because I feel like a lot of people are used to seeing me as like a stick skinny little thing, like whenever I was on Vanderpump Rules, and you know, my body just did this amazing thing, created a human being, and right. He's absolutely wonderful.
That's right.
But my postpartum weight loss journey is different than some of my like castmates and friends and everything. So I feel like I've gotten judged a lot harder for that, but mm-hmm. I feel like I'm kicking butt too. Like I've been working out in the gym. I've lost a lot of weight even for myself. I might not be back where I was in the very beginning, but I feel like I'm just super proud of myself for how far I've come and for my new journey. And, you know, I'm being held very accountable because I'm talking about it very publicly.
For sure.
And that's going to help me and motivate me, I feel like, for, you know, the rest of my weight loss journey.
I've been dealing with weight loss issues for years, so I really understand, and a lot of women can relate mm-hmm. to what you're going through. So understand that. We're so proud of you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You partnered with Jenny Craig. So how much weight yes. have you lost, and how much more are you looking to lose?
So since like my pregnancy, so what happened was I gained like the quarantine, what's it called? The quarantine 19 or yeah. quarantine 20. I gained yeah. that before I even got pregnant. And then my pregnancy, I was very sick, but I also retained a lot of water and gained a bunch of weight. And I've been trying to lose it, and it hasn't happened as fast as I thought it was. So now with this partnership with Jenny Craig, I've only been on the program for 1 week and I've already lost 7 pounds, which is
wow.
insane. I was like, thought that it's happened. So even since this purple shirt photo, uh-huh. that was taken the day before I started the program.
Wow.
And I've lost 7 pounds since that photo. So the Max Up plan really works. I'm like really happy about it. And I'm just excited to be able to motivate other women who I know so many people have postpartum weight loss journeys exactly like mine, where it is not easy and you just might need a little bit more help, but also we are beautiful and we just did something incredible. So mm-hmm. take your time.
That's
oh, 100%.
Right.
I love that you said take your time.
Yeah.
The other thing that I think we should point out, because I hear this from a lot of my friends, they compare themselves to other people. And I'm loving
yes.
that you're not comparing yourself to Stassi and to Lala and to all of those people. How hard was it for you to accept that this is your journey and your journey alone?
Oh, it took some time because, you know, I might not compare myself, but everybody else compares me.
Yeah.
So, and I'm a very sensitive person. I like for everybody to like each other. So when people are mean or saying that bad things, it like really gets me. And I know I shouldn't let it, but it took me a while to be like, you know what? There's more people out there who have this exact experience that I'm going through.
Yeah.
Like we can't all be stick skinny and like supermodels, or we all be supermodels. Like it just doesn't happen like that. So it took me a little bit of time. I had my ups and downs, but at the end of the day, I created the best thing that I've ever seen in my life, which is my son. And that's what's
beautiful. That's what's more important than anything.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it. Let me ask you a question before I let you go, girl.
Oh, Lord.
I know y'all were like close with Randall, you know, and that whole Lala thing happened. Like, how are y'all like, I know the boys. Are the boys still friends? Did you make them break up? Like, what's going on?
Well, I'm team Lala all the way. I feel for her for everything that she's going through. She's an incredible mom. Jackson Randall, we're super close. I'm not really sure exactly what's going on with them, but let me just say I'm team Lala, and I, you know, hope the best for her and Ocean and their entire family.
For sure. Right. I love that. You know what? I heard that. And, you know, if I ever run up on Randall in the street, it's going to be on. Thank you, Brittany. And come back and tell us about your journey. I want to
yes.
see you in person. Let's do a big reveal here. It would be amazing.
Yeah.
But you're beautiful.
I would love to. Thank you guys so much.
Anytime.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
Coming up, we're going deep, talking about Euphoria and the portrayal of drug use. What you need to know that could truly save your life. Do not move.
You know, use Dr. Drew for something.
This is not easy, but I'm very proud of each and every one of you for trying to take this on.
because it's no future in addiction.
When did you relapse? You got that hold
over me. Fentanyl is in almost every drug that you buy in the streets now. In season one, we touched on that, and it's just grown exponentially since that episode came out. It's very, very serious because I've lost loved ones to this and it's nothing to play with, you know.
Euphoria is back on HBO and once again making headlines over its honest portrayal of teen drug addiction. Mm-hmm. I was really touched by my conversation with Angus and wanted to discuss this further. Dr. Drew, tell the people what exactly is fentanyl and what we really need to know about
it. So first of all, I want to say I'm a huge Euphoria fan. They do an unbelievable job, accurate job of portraying what addiction is actually like. This is what addicts do. It's where it takes you to these horrible places that you wouldn't otherwise go were you not strung out on the drugs. So the fentanyl is a synthetic opiate or opioid. So the painkiller class, like heroin, Vicodin, and OxyContin, this is a parenteral or intravenous and now also sublingual and transbuccal and oral. Now you can get fentanyl by all means, and it's cut into everything. It's literally vastly more powerful than heroin, and a tiny amount can make you stop breathing.
How tiny?
You know, if they cut Xanax with it, that can be enough sometimes. It doesn't have to be much. And if you use it with a benzodiazepine, this is the thing people don't get. With benzodiazepine plus opiate is a life-threatening combination almost always, no matter what the opiate is or what the benzo is. But you have something as powerful as fentanyl and you don't know you're taking it, oh my God, it's everything. I mean, the only good news in this is if you can tell children and young people that it's in everything, hopefully it will reduce the probability that they will use anything at all.
Why are they putting it in there to make the drug stronger?
Stronger, more high, get a bigger high, more addictive. It's kind of weird because they're killing their market at the same time.
I was about to say, you're killing your money.
Yeah.
I hate to say this because I don't condone drug use, but I know that people do it. And, you know, in England, people were doing methadone so much and crystal meth that they started making centers where you can get clean needles and you can start testing your drugs prevent people from dying.
We have that here.
People are going to buy drugs. What can they do? I hate to say this, but I hate to say test your drugs, but...
Well, look, yes, we should mitigate the consequences. I carry naltrexone around. You can get an intranasal blockade that can reverse opioids. So if you come upon somebody who's not breathing, you squirt this up their nose and they will actually be angry with you because they go into immediate withdrawal, but they will wake up. Look, the reality is, yes, people are doing drugs. Here's what people miss about drugs these days is that addiction is a progressive illness. It's not static. And Euphoria does a great job of showing this, that things get worse, the behaviors get worse, the consequences get worse. So even if you're in a risk reduction setting, you still have a progressive illness on your hand, and you've got to do something about
it. But a lot of people, because Euphoria is coming under fire, because they think that this portrayal and what Zendaya is doing, I mean, is award-winning.
Brilliant.
But they're coming under fire because they think that it's going too far. How do you feel about that?
I would get angry at that because not only is it not going too, isn't going too far, is portraying precisely where this goes. This is an accurate portrayal of drug addiction. The character that Zendaya portrays is a good person, a beautiful woman whose addiction takes her to horrible places. Not because she's a horrible person, because that's where addiction takes you. Whatever word you want to use, substance use disorder, addiction, whatever it is, it's a progressive illness that creates consequences.
I think it would help if, you know, because these are really heavy episodes.
I
would love to have, like, some type of after show for Euphoria.
Yes.
And that would help, I think, explain a lot more, because I think that's what we're missing.
I'm available. And here's the other thing. People need to know there's not one-size-fits-all treatment for addiction. There are medication. There's medical management. There's replacement therapies. If you're not ready to go all the way, at least see somebody who has some experience mitigating the risks to you. And they're in the process, sometimes sometimes we can get you all the way into the process of restoring a flourishing life. That's the goal. These people can, this is the thing that drives me crazy about addiction right now, is that people aren't getting access to treatment that could return them to a normal,
for sure,
flourishing existence.
But I also think it's residual shame and guilt. I think a lot of people see their kids struggling, and instead of, you know, recognizing the problem,
yeah, well, they don't want to admit it. It's very, very painful to, yes, admit your child has an addiction.
What's one thing
problem
a parent can do, or a couple of things a parent can do to help their kids get off of this?
Well, it's not something they can do on their own. And I think this is what I'm, the bottom line is to don't look at this as a parenting problem. This is a mental health issue. It's a medical problem that requires a medical management, and it's life threatening. It kills routinely. So don't think in terms of taking the,
yes,
you know, doing the parenting interventions. Get them to proper care.
Dr. Drew, I love that we had this conversation.
Yes.
You guys will be right back with more Daily Pop. It's time for a round of Would You Do It?
Oh.
A man and his much younger fiance walk into a bar and run into his ex. Sounds like a bad joke, right? But that ex was Vicky Gumbelson, so you know things got real.
Ooh.
Her girl Tamara Judge spilled all the dirty details on Jeff Lewis Live.
She did run into him at a restaurant.
What?
Yes. She ran into him
in Mexico
with the girlfriend.
Oh.
And she chased him out of the restaurant.
Hmm.
Yeah, she told
me too.
I would
too. I chased him out of Mexico.
She goes, I chased him out of the restaurant, and they got this little car and took off. And I'm like, Vicky, oh my God. I go, did somebody take video of it? And she's like, I don't think so.
Oh, you already know Andy Cohen got his hands on that video footage.
Okay.
I like the way Tamara's thinking about the show all the time. It's for the show? Did you get it for the show?
Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
Would you guys do it? Would you chase your ex out of a bar with his new woman?
Oh, I did that many years.
Oh.
For decades.
Is that why
you told me you wouldn't tell
order?
That story?
Is that why you got a restraining order on you?
That was only in 99 I got the restraining order.
Oh, statute of limitations.
No.
By the way, I would not chase my man, ex-man, no, out of that bar. I would have pretend like I was unbothered, like I didn't see his ass, and I would have pulled Julio, the bartender, up to me, made out, uh-huh, with him right in front of him, and made him jealous. I'm sorry.
If you're still that aggressive, I hope Vicky has a therapist. I'm just saying, it's time to really take a good look at yourself. You shouldn't go there.
Yeah.
No, what you do is you order drinks and you send the bills to him.
Ooh.
To make him pay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Oh,
fair
enough. I'm telling you, 99, 2000, 2001, I'm
ratchet. Ratchet.
That's what you do. You don't got to chase. Make them pay.
Right.
Make them pay. And she's still hurt. That's the thing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. All that energy, all that emotion, that needs to go somewhere.
100%. And by the way, look, if my girl did some crazy like that, I wouldn't be telling Jeff Lewis or anybody, okay? I would have kept that. I would have been like, hey, Vicky, we're going to keep this to ourselves. We ain't going to tell nobody that you got this ratchet, okay? We're gonna take this one to the grave.
Oh, my God.
You guys, let me know on Twitter, hashtag Daily Pop, tag us. I want to know, A, if you would do that to your ex,
uh-huh,
and B, would you tell anybody?
No. You know, Dr. Drew, I really enjoyed you because you brought some intelligence to this
thank
show.
Because
I
you.
Just could not do it anymore with just him.
So I
thank you so much for coming and giving us something
my
to
pleasure.
Actually like.
Who is him again? I don't know.
That
is there
one
somebody
over there.
Else? Oh, yeah,
that
guy.
With his legs crossed. Oh. That one. You know.
Is he shading me? Is that what's happening?
Oh, he's shading
you.
You
guys,
me.
I'm going to see y'all here tomorrow. And I'm going to get these two some job applications because they just lost a job. And set your DVR because I'm going to be catching up with Denzel Washington, not these two. And I will be celebrating the Today Show 70th anniversary
me,
with
me.
Al Roker. Check out Nightly Pop for real people.
I want to be with Hoda anyway.